Okay, middle register. Well, first of all, are we talking female, male?
Well, I'm
or
just,
don't you care?
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm sort of pursuing you defining what mixed registers meant.
Well, yeah, I'm looking in the cracks between what I would recognize as chest and falsetto in this particular case. Okay? I mean, that's where it begins. I mean, you can divide registers, you can say there are only two, or you can say there are seven, but basically you're working with discontinuities where they're found, and for what I ended up doing is taking the four most widely recognized discontinuities in female singing and in male, and then describing from there. This is rather specific, because what I'm looking for is starting, say, with the statement of Garcia, that there's chest and falsetto, never mind the terms, but you know what we're talking about, for the at the larynx, and these are mutually exclusive mechanisms. Okay? So you find something in between, that's all. I think I found something that you might consider in between. What we call it, I don't even know, third register, who cares?
Okay. The reason I raised the question is because the word mixed means, in my frame of reference, in my world, is a music theater term for a specific kind of sound.
Yep.
And I always think of blended or coordinated or middle register to refer more to classical singing. And I'm going to make that as a suggestion just in general because it would clarify things. And it goes along with my second request, which is to all the researchers, please remember that there's an increasing larger and larger number of music theater and popular performers who are being asked to learn both classical and music theater. And there is still the large prejudice of research is, I understand why, but it's still toward classical singing. And in order for those of us who are working primarily in the commercial world to be inclusive, to be part of your research, it would be helpful if you would understand our terminology, the way we use it in our world, in the commercial world, and that you would make some effort to include music theater or pop or rock or whatever you want to call that. I call commercial music as a generic category. In whatever projects you design, because I always feel left out. And then after the fact, it's, oh, yeah, we'll include you too. Oh, no, it's not about you guys. You're different. It's for everybody. Well, no, it's only for... So I'm just asking for a mind shift here in everybody. Please take the commercial world as seriously as you do the classical world. Please give us research, too. And please differentiate when you present. This is for all singers, no matter what kind of style, or this is only for classical singers, or this is for non-classical singers. Because the work that I did with Johann in 1990 about the mixed register was a distinct registration. It was a distinct vocal fold behavior, distinct airflow characteristics. And I want to know, like, how does that relate to what you did? Because what I thought that you did was really helpful. So that's all. Thank you very much.